there's peace in Christ when we learn of Him. Feel the love He felt for us when He bore our sins. Listen to His words, let them come alive. If we know Him as He is, there is peace in Christ. He gives us hope when hope is gone. He gives us strength when we can't go on. He gives us shelter in the storms of life. When there's no peace on earth, there is peace in Christ. In the storms of life, when there's no peace on earth, there is peace in Christ. He gives us hope when hope is gone. He gives us strength when we can't go on. He gives us shelter in the storms of life. When there's no peace on earth, there is peace in Christ. When there's no peace on earth, there is peace in Christ.
Man, well, it's a blessing to get up to the pulpit, number one. All right. And I just thank the Lord for the opportunity to preach again. Pastor normally has me here on Wednesdays, and I don't know why that is either. But I thank the Lord for the confidence the pastor has to let me preach from his pulpit. I really mean that. It's an honor, and it's a blessing to be here tonight. I think of that song, Peace in Christ. I'm so thankful as a young man back in 1962, I got saved. Amen. And God's done a lot of work in my life and had to, and I thank the Lord for that. And I'm just thankful tonight and just want to praise His name. I'm going to go into this message here in just a moment, but I want to thank some people here tonight. I want to thank Pastor BJ. What a wonderful message on the host this morning. Great message. You don't hear messages on that fifth part, do you? And I thank the Lord for that good message, and it touched my heart and made me understand a little bit more. I thank you for you, dear folks. A lot of times when the pastor's away, the mice will play. No, that's not. Is that Bible? I don't think that's Bible, but you understand what I mean. But I want to thank you for your faithfulness being here on Sunday night. You're in a good place. You're in a good church. You're at the right place to be. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. And I thank the Lord for the great music we have in this church. I can't overemphasize that. I enjoyed the quartet this morning. Brother Greg, you guys did a good job. I know you're the bass there. And just tremendous singing in our church. And I never get over that. And I thank the Lord for my kids. I can't say anything. They're in church with me tonight. And they said, would you please say something about us? And so what am I going to do? I'm their dad. I mean, what can I do? And so I thank the Lord for Dave and Tammy Wilson. Tammy's my daughter, and they work with me in the ministry. I did church planning work in California for about 16, 17 years, and they were with me for the most part of that. Dave and Tammy and I, all graduates of Maranatha Baptist Bible College, and they were a tremendous help to me. They're still busy. David still drives the bus there in the church that I started, and Tammy plays the piano there, and Dave teaches the adult Sunday school class. I mean, after 16 years, that's quite a testimony. Amen. I thank the Lord for my kids. And now they said, we've had enough of you. No, I'm just kidding. But Terry and Barb says, we'll take him. We don't know why, but we'll take him. And Terry and Barb are doing a good job for me. I really appreciate that. They've supplied a place for me to stay. I go over on Sunday afternoons and eat all the food they have in the house. And just a wonderful blessing to have good kids. Amen. And I thank the Lord for that. And thank them for out here visiting with us here today. I think of my dear wife. I'm so thankful for her. And she's at a memory care center over in Standardsville, Virginia. Most of you know that. Tammy and I were the other day. I've been trying to repair my wife's eyeglasses. And I've super glued them till I can't super glue them together anymore. And so I said, we need to take her over and get her eyes examined, get a new pair of glasses for her. So Tammy went with me, went to the eye doctor. And he says, you got a dry eye problem in your eyes. And Tammy's sitting there, you know, said, Dad, you know what they do sometimes? They put a tube in the tear duct so your eyes can water a little more, and it helps out in that situation. So I'm sitting in the office there. I said, you've got to be kidding me. And so the doctor says, yeah, that's a new thing that we're doing. And I think this might help. That's the situation she has. So they measured her eyes, put the drops in there to kind of numb it a little bit. And then they measured the diameter to make sure they got the right size plug to get in there. So they tried one. It wasn't working. And the doctor said, well, this next one don't hurt so much. It's been numbed up enough. And my wife said, as she always is so faithful this way, she says, why don't we just trade places? And I said to myself, she's not lost her sense of humor. Thank God for that, and I appreciate a good wife. The Apostle John is an aged apostle now. You're looking at an aged man here. He's out on the island of Patmos. He was there for nothing that he had done except for preaching the word of God and being a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so sent him to this prison area. It's called Patmos. It's around surrounded by the Aegean Sea there, and it's a very remote place. It was a Roman prison where they sent people there in when they tried to get rid of them. And so they shut John up, hoping that they would shut him on the island to keep him from talking. But praise God, God wanted to minister through this great apostle. I thank God he was a good man there, and God was able to use him in a special way. I've been to Alcatraz in California a number of times. In fact, when I was out there, everybody wanted to go see Alcatraz. I don't know why. But it's quite a ride out there, so we do that a lot. But this is kind of the situation there. It was noted for its marble on the island there, and the prisoners were actually prisoners to force the marble on that island of Patmos. So John was in a difficult place at this particular time. And so I want you to call attention. I'm going to call attention to two things here. And I want to realize in your life that you can be in two places at one time. Now, I'm not talking about a bunch of crazy people that are running around today with seances and stuff like that. But I want you to notice in verse number 9 and verse number 10, two things. He mentions in verse number 9, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, note this now, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And then he says in verse number 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege to stand behind this pulpit this evening. Lord, I pray that you'd fill me with your Holy Spirit power. Lord, I want no glory for myself, but I want folks here to get something from the Word of God tonight. And Lord, I pray that you'd use this preacher to be a help and a blessing to someone. And we do pray for our dear pastor while he's away. Lord, I pray that you give them safety as they're traveling. I pray that you'll give them a refreshing time with their family, and they'll come back all excited and ready to do a little bit more for you. Lord, we're so thankful for this church. Thank you for the many blessings we get every time we're here. And Lord, I pray tonight that you'd help me just to be a blessing to these dear folks. And Lord, I'll thank and praise you in advance for what you're going to do. For I ask this in your precious name and give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know where you're at. Each one of us are going to have Patmoses in our lives. Amen. We're going to have difficult situations in our life. It could be a disease and broken body, as I have standing before you here tonight. It could be a personal hardship or financial problems on your plate. It could be a wayward child. It could be difficulty in your family. It could be emotional breakdowns. We hear a lot about that today. It could be a dysfunctional family or a loss of a loved one, as we've recently experienced in our church. Maybe you're seemingly in a spiritual desert of life right now. You can't seem to grow. You get nothing out of the Word of God. You get nothing out of the preaching anymore. My friend, you're in a Patmos of life. You need to understand that God can help us get through these difficult times in our life. But we got to put forth some effort. We got to do some things. We got to be diligent in our life if we're going to do some things that are going to be pleasing and honoring to God. You're going to have to get back into this good old book. You're going to have to spend some times on your knees thanking and praising God, even for the difficult times in your life. And so oftentimes we forget such a things like this. And so I don't know where you are tonight. John in this passage didn't minimize his Patmos. He just simply stated that was his lot in life right now. We've all got lots in life. Some are good, some are not so good. But praise God, whether good or bad, we've got someone we can turn to when the crisis is bad. We got someone that can lift our spirits up and encourage our hearts when nothing else seems to help. I thank the Lord many times he's helped me in my life simply by reading the Word of God. I hope you have in your mind tonight a schedule that you're on the path to reading through the precious Word of God. If you're not, let me ask you this question. How can God speak to your heart? I thank the Lord as a Christian, I have the precious Holy Spirit living in me. He's walking alongside me. He's the paraclete, the Bible says in Greek. He's the one that's there called alongside me to help. How often do we call on him? Get down on our knees and say, God, I've got a difficult time in my life. I pray that you'd help me through this difficult time in my life. So I don't know where you're at here tonight, but I know that God can help you in your life. John here was exiled prisoner. Didn't live in luxury like many of us don't in here tonight. Probably had just a meager existence. Didn't have a lot. I thank the God. I don't know where he got the pen and paper to pen this book, but it happened. And so thank the Lord he did it. He penned this as I read the scripture there on the Isle of Patmos. I don't know how he did that. I don't know where he got the material. Maybe it's printed on marble. I think that's a possibility. I don't know. God can do anything. Amen. And so thank the Lord for that. But I want you to understand poverty. Here was a man that was in adverse poverty. Didn't have anything but the clothes on his back and a few writing instruments. Many of God's people struggle all their lives. Some of you probably do in here tonight. I was talking to another man the other day that's having a loss of a job. That's a tremendous thing, especially if you're trying to raise a family, trying to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you lose your job. Well, that's a serious situation. And so I told him, I'd been studying this a little bit. I said, you need to realize that's your situation. I told him that was his Patmos in life. But thank God you got the precious Holy Spirit. I said, when was the last time you got alone and just spent some time with God? What are the pages of the scripture with the tears streaming down your face? And say, God, I need some help. And I'll tell you what, I can't tell you how many times God has answered my prayer simply by reading the precious Word of God. He'll bring something to my mind, give me some wisdom, a situation I never looked at that way before. Thank God he's in the business of helping us. And so no matter where you're at, if it's in a poverty situation, I know he can help you. You can look at my situation in my life. You can examine my finances right now. I'm not at the top of the financial ladder. Pastor BJ may be, I don't know, are you? Pastor, I don't think so. But I don't know where you're at, but you could look at my financial situation, but you know that's not the whole story. That's not the whole story. I'm an heir of God. I've got access to the throne of heaven. I got a father that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and a watermelon's on top of the hills and taters underneath the hills. Folks, that's preaching. That's preaching. Amen. And so thank the Lord. I'm an heir of God. So you don't worry about this preacher. I'm going through tough times, and some of you are going through tough times in your life. But thank God I got the precious Holy Spirit in me. I have the precious Word of God that can help me in the poverty situations of my life. And He can help me to get to a place where I need to be. Thank the Lord for that. Number two, what about bondage? He certainly was on Isle of Pondus. I mentioned there. In about a year or two, he's going to be released by the Roman Empire, the new one there. Domitian would die. Domitian or something like that would die in about a year or two, and he's going to be released from the Isle of Patmos. And he's going to go back and be able to spend his last days in Ephesus, the church where he pastored for so many years. And so think of that. What a wonderful thing. Praise God, on the Isle of Patmos, in his bondage, he found an escape through the precious Holy Spirit, and God was able to help him in his life. I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, back just a little bit. And I wanted to read you just a little there. I'm going to go ahead and start reading there. I'm going to start with actually verse number 4. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, you believe that? Amen. For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we're dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved? And has raised us up together and made us to sit, notice this, together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. Now what does that mean? That simply means this. He found an escape while in prison. To get away with God. This story here is in Ephesians is about the Apostle Paul. He was in a similar situation here. He was in a rock-hard cobblestone prison, barred in, not able to get out, but praise God, he was able to write to Colossae, Philippi, and Ephesus, the epistles that we so much enjoy today. How did he do that? I think he did it through the power of the Holy Spirit. I think God was able to enable him to do things way beyond his power and above. God is able to do things for you in your life and for me in my life. If we'll just learn to depend on him a little bit more, draw a little closer to him, read a little bit more, get some time alone with him, I'll guarantee this, my friend, he will meet your need. Thank God he can help us. So we need to understand that in our life. There was one man that once said this. It said, they shut him in to shut him down, but in the spirit, he wrote of being in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. No, nothing about his confinement, nothing about him being in jail. He was just thanking God for being seated with him in heavenly places. I'm so glad I'm a Christian tonight. I'm so glad I got access to a place where a lot of people don't have access to. I'm glad living within this old preacher's body is the precious Holy Spirit that can guide my steps, guard my speech, and do everything that needs to be done through my life. Amen. Thank God he can help me in my life. So Paul here is understanding that. Someone has well said this, the devil may wall you round, but he can't roof you in. When there's no way out, there's always a way up. When you got a situation you can't handle, just get on your knees and look up toward the heavenly skies and say, God, I need some help. Holy Spirit, give me something from your word. Give me someone that can give me some good, wise Christian counseling. And thank God we have a pastor, a Freeman, that is very sharp in this area. And we have pastors like Pastor BJ
that can help you. Depend on these men. Look for wise, godly counsel, and they can help you in your life. So I don't know where you're at, but I know this, there's always a way up. Amen. Just look toward Jesus. Look at the storms surrounding the Apostle John there. As I thought about this, I looked at his poverty situation. I looked at the other situation that he had there in his bondage. And now I'm going to look about the storms. The Aegean Sea was all around him, stormy. I just laughed out loud this morning. Pastor David was talking about being on a stormy lake or something around here somewhere. And he was going, and one of his, I think he said, hillbilly friends told him that, why don't you get up front and look for the rocks out in front of me? And he said the storm was raging so bad that I couldn't see what I was doing. But still, he told him to go up the front and look out and see what was going on. You know, sometimes in our life, we can't see very far. You know, God can see. He knows where we've been. He knows what's ahead of us. And he knows what the future holds. He's the only one that can really direct our steps. No hillbilly in the boat's going to do it, Brother Dave. We just need to depend on Jesus. In fact, he also mentioned he got thrown out of one of those times on into the water there. You learn to depend on yourself or depend on human things to help you in your life. You're not going to go very far, and you're going to run into a lot of trouble. But when you can learn to depend upon the Holy Scripts and the Scriptures and the counsel from God's Holy Spirit through his voice, I don't know if he's ever, he doesn't literally speak to us, I know that. But has he ever touched your heart? I mean, just touched your heart. Whereas you're reading the Bible, you just can't hardly read anymore. And you just want to stop and say, God, I just want to thank you and praise you and glorify your name for all the situations you've got me out of in my 82 years of life. Thank God he's been in my life a long time and he's still doing a great job. Thank the Lord for that. So we need to understand that he's surrounded there by, on this island place by a raging sea. Maybe your life storms are brewing in your life right now. You don't feel very safe. A lot of the people when the Dorian hurricane, I think it was called, was forecast to hit Miami. And it didn't. It stirred up the coast, but it just annihilated the Bahama Islands. Thank God it didn't hit us. I feel bad for the people it did. Devastated those islands. But if we're not in the center of God's will, when the storms of life will come, and they will come, my friends, I'll guarantee you that. You say, well, I've never faced one. You're going to. You're going to face it. I don't know what it's going to be, but you're going to face one in your life. You better start depending on the precious Holy Spirit, God Almighty, and Jesus Christ, and his precious book to get you out of the storms of life. He's the only one that can do it. He's the only one that can turn things around in your life and be a help and a blessing to you. I like what Isaiah 26:3 says. Sometimes the condensation gets so bad on my glasses I can't see, so I take them off and I still can't see. That's a dilemma. That's what you call on being on the horns of a dilemma, Pastor PJ. Isaiah 26:3 says this, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen. God wants to guard you. He wants to give you the peace that passes all understanding. He wants to help you in your life. He wants to direct your steps. He wants to be your counselor. He wants to be your guide. Why don't we let him? I don't know, so oftentimes it's just amazing to me, and I'm as guilty as you are sometimes. I don't neglect reading the Word of God, but sometimes I don't think I pray enough. Sometimes I think I should spend a little more time in prayer. In my senior years of life now, I do have the opportunity of praying. Thank God, Pastor BJ. Used to be a time when I was so busy in my life that I just really sometimes go into the ministry, visiting and all these other things. I just didn't take a lot of time to pray. But now I have time to pray. I want you to know I pray for you all. I pray for the prayer requests. I had Brother North get me a copy every time he remembers it and brings it back to me, Brother North. I don't think I got this week's. Did I? No. Oh, it's not available, is that what you said? Okay, I was wondering about that, Brother North. But thank God you gave me the answer. Thank God you're still working. Amen. Still helping me. Available tonight. Amen. I thank you for those. You know, I can't hear all the prayer requests like in Sunday school, Brother Dave. I don't know what's going on over here. I barely can hear anything. But I thank God for the prayer sheets. That helps me to pray. And I really don't understand and know all your names. I told Terry one time, you know what I think I ought to do? I ought to sit in this section a week. I ought to sit in this section a week. I ought to sit in that section a week. No, I don't want to sit in that section over there with Stacy. And I sit in this section. Well, that's where I'm at right now. You understand what I'm saying? Get to know people. Terry told me this one time. He said, Dad, why don't you just get out and shake hands with people? I says, you know, one reason, I don't want to get knocked down. Because I'm so weak on my legs, you brush me wrong, and I'm a goner. Pastor BJ noted that. He pulled me up. But you notice I grabbed him by the arm when I got up. I needed something to stable to hold on to. So I can't do that. But you may find me one of these days, even over in your pew there, Stacy, sitting over in that pew just trying to meet with those young men there, sitting in this pew for a while, sitting in that pew. That doesn't hurt us, does it? Just to get around and meet folks in our life there. And so thank the Lord we can live for him. There's the last thing I want you to see in there. We talked about his poverty, his bondage, his storms. Let's think about his solitude. That's aloneness. You ever feel alone? Just, people are talking to you, but it's just going right over your head. You're not hearing a thing. You just feel like you're all alone, no place to turn. I think the Apostle John was like that. And you know, the Apostle John had companionship that he didn't realize until a verse I'm going to read to you in just a moment. But you know that John had walked with Jesus Christ? Can you picture that? You know that John had great company of Peter and James and the apostle? Do you know that he was successful after the apostle Paul in the ministry? He was loved by the saints all over Asia Minor. He enjoyed sweet fellowship of the apostles. But now, solitude. He's on the Isle of Patmos. No longer he has a sweet fellowship as we have here tonight. He's now thrust into a hostile place with bad company. He's lonely, I'm sure. I'm sure he missed the Lord's day. I don't know why folks aren't faithful to church every time the church doors open. I really don't. You need to be, folks. Every time the doors of this church are open, you ought to be there. Now, I know there's times when you can't. But as best you can, you ought to be there. I'm sure he missed the breaking of bread as we have communion here in our church once a month. I'm sure he missed the fellowshipping of the saints. I don't know if they walked around and shook hands, but I know he longed to see their smiling faces, Pastor BJ. I know he probably missed shaking their hands, hearing the voices as they sang praises unto God, to hear the amens as he preached to them from the pulpit. You think he was in solitude? Do you think he was alone? Do you think he missed that? I think he did. But you know, in all of that, John heard a distinct voice behind him. He says in that verse in 10, he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last. He'd already said back in number 8, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord. And so he heard behind him this voice as a trumpet. He's saying, I am the Alpha. I got this in Bible college, and I've never forgotten it. The guy says, why don't you circle in your Bible the word Alpha? And I did. And I wrote in my Bible here, Alpha, the all needed one. Well, we all need the Alpha, don't we? We all need the Lord. If you don't need him tonight, you'll need him tomorrow. And then he says, the Omega, that's the all-sufficient one. That means he can meet every need that you have. He has the wherewithal and the knowledge and the finances to meet the needs you have. think. And then he says at last down there in verse number 8, he mentions all three of them. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending of the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. That's the all-powerful one. We've got the all-needed one, we got the all-sufficient one, and we got the all-powerful one. I'm telling you, we got a lot on our side. Thank God I'm a Christian. Thank God he can help me through the difficulties in life and understanding that. And many times, as a Christian, I know many of you in school, you young people, on the job, you that are adults and working, I know sometimes even in difficult situations, even in family life, sometimes you feel like you're all alone. Your wife or your husband can't or won't join you. Your children have left the way. Your friends are all going different directions. But that's only your Patmos in life. Thank God, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can have the sweet company of the precious Holy Spirit to help you. And my friend, that is all you need. Thank God for that in our life. Thank God we have the precious Holy Spirit. Jesus promised us in Hebrews 13, and I'm not going to have you turn there, but he said this, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. May God help us in the dark times that we live in. I don't know when the trump's going to sound, but my friends, as I look on the horizon, it could be very, very near. You need to be ready for the rapture. You need to be ready to know for sure you're saved and on your way to heaven. But in your Patmos of life, thank God he's always ready to help. Praise God, we are seated with him in heavenly places with him. I thank God that he says, I am the Omega, the all-needed one. Thank God he says, I am the Alpha, the Alpha, the all-needed one, the Omega, the all-sufficient one. And thank God he promises that he's the Almighty, the all-powerful one. May God help us in our life to realize, no matter what the Patmos in your life might be, thank God in the Spirit we have access to the throne of Christ and we can get help for whatever situation hurts us in our life. Let's stand to our feet as the pianist comes to play. And I just want to thank the Lord again for what he's done here tonight. Thank him for helping me. Thank you for giving me this message from the Lord of God. And I wonder why your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, no one looking around. I think it's time for us to do business with God tonight. You just need to say, preacher's right. Maybe I'm not reading the Bible like I ought. Maybe I'm not praying like I ought. You know what you need to do is come down to this old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, I've disappointed you. I want to do more with my life. I want to please you more. I want to praise you more. I want to just thank you more for what you've done in my life. Folks are coming here tonight and thank God for the moving of the Holy Spirit in your life. Wanting God to work and to minister in your life. I don't know what's going on, but I do know the one that helps. He says he wants to help us in our life. He's called alongside to help. Thank God for that. Maybe you're here tonight and you say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I don't know for a certainty if I were to die right this very moment. Preacher, I don't know for sure that I'm saved on my way to heaven. If I could pray for you tonight, it'd be an honor for me to do that. As Pastor BJ said this morning, we're not here to embarrass you. We're not here to point you out. We just want to help. Maybe you're here tonight and by an uplifted hand, you'd say, preacher, would you pray for me? I'm not sure I'm saved, but I want to be. Preacher, would you just pray for me by your uplifted hand? Looking around, anyone here tonight? My suggestion, don't put it off any longer. I believe Jesus is coming back soon. May God help us as we try to live for him. To understand the difficulties we're going to face in life.